Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
CC Winans featuring Michael W. Smith with King of Glory. Very good afternoon to you if you've just tuned in. Welcome to the third and final hour of the show. Blessing is on the other side of the line. Finally got my ducks in a row. Blessing, good afternoon and welcome, welcome back. Happy Wednesday.
I'm good, and how are you doing?
Oh, I'm well. Clearly, I can hear you.
Finally.
No, he's a liar and his mother-in-law. No, the devil with his family is trying his tricks. He's not going to. No. So last week, Blessing and I were actually chatting. Well, let me say, Blessing was guiding us on how we can register our businesses on the CIPC. Because she said, listen.
I'll give you this piece for free.
You know, she was giving us her services for free. Because otherwise, if you go to her, you need to pay for her to register your business. And so we got stuck somewhere. Exactly. There's a fee to be paid. But she decided to be generous.
Yes. So we can just continue from where we left off. Mm-hmm. So that we make sure that we finish today.
Yep.
I think I did give an assignment to our listeners that go in and pray about a name. Don't just think about it.
Not give us strange names.
Don't give us strange names. Jehovah Jireh Kesalun.
I've seen a lot of those, actually. God reigns in Salon. No, I've seen a lot of those.
God reigns Salon. God reigns
Salon. I think
I want a beautiful name that's going to make me beautiful.
not that there's anything wrong, guys, with the name.
There's nothing wrong with that.
We know God reigns.
He reigns, of course, but he attracts somebody, a client like me that knows God reigns.
You know,
but she wants a nice boutique name that's gonna tell me that I'm gonna come out there looking like a queen that I am.
Uh-huh.
You know. So we were on that step of the company name. So if you've thought about that name, I said you can either, I suppose before we started with the show, you would have already gone to your biz portal, mm-hmm. .gov.za, and get to the part that we, if you're using your laptop or your device, to go through the steps with me. Or if you are writing down, you can just write down as to where we are. So Biz Portal or CIPC needs that you come up with at least four names, mm-hmm. because the name that you may have come up with may have already been taken by somebody else.
Yeah.
So when you are registering it, you may find out that it's not available, but they will tell you right there. They will tell you that no, this name has already been taken. And sometimes they will say it's not available. But you find out that maybe somebody used the name but never really traded with the name. Mm-hmm. So that company is in the process of being deregistered by CIPC.
Okay.
So they know that maybe the name is going to be available in 30 days or 60 days. So they will tell you that it will be available, but in the meantime, come up with another one.
Oh.
So you need to have at least four names that you will register, and therefore you will register your names, your proposed name, and then right after that, the next page, it will tell you whether the name is available or the name is not available, and then you click continue. Now you are registering for your compensation fund and your UIF registration.
Oh.
If you already have, yeah. So the compensation fund is whereby if you are doing a very hazardous, you're giving hazardous services.
Mm-hmm.
Not hazardous services, but like, let's say your building somewhere somehow is hazardous. Mm-hmm. It can, like, maybe an accident could happen.
Okay.
To an employee.
Mm-hmm.
So it, compensation fund kind of, well,
IOD.
Yes, if you register yourself, it functions like your road accident fund,
mm-hmm.
but with the road accident fund, the must have been, you don't have to have been contributing anything if really they can prove that you were in an accident and you now can't do certain things that you used to do, you get a lump sum of money. Mm-hmm. But with this one, the compensation fund, if you've registered for it and you registered all the employees and you submit to the Department of Labor on that information, the salary information that you are paying for your employees.
Okay.
If someone gets into an accident, they will be compensated by the Department of Labor. That's what it means.
Okay.
So they are registering you. It's part of now the registration of the company. It comes with a package.
I'm shocked because I've been through the process. I didn't know that.
Yeah, you register for your compensation plan right there. You register for UIF right there.
Mm.
Right there. That's the step now. So you're saying that you're going to register? Yes. You click yes, and then your BEE certificates, you register it right there as well.
Hmm.
That's the next step. You make sure, and then it's going to ask you questions. How many shareholders does the enterprise have? You need to, if you are the only shareholder, put that information. If you are two or three, put that information. How many of those shareholders are black? You need to put that info because it really benefits the company if you have any people in leadership who are of our color.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you are a white person, just make sure that maybe you get people in leadership or a shareholder that is black so that you get some of the privileges that before we had the freedom that Nelson Mandela and them brought us, there was the white privilege that we're getting, all the privileges that we're not getting. So some of the privileges now I packed with that small certificate. Mm-hmm. So even if you are, it doesn't necessarily mean that if you are a white company, you cannot register. You can, but you just make sure that you have a shareholder that is of our color, and don't discriminate. Just make sure that it will say out of the black shareholders, how many are female? So you're just gonna fill in all that information and you click continue. The next page, business bank accounts. I said go and do a research on all the different banks in South Africa and their fees. So by now you need to have decided, oh, okay, I actually went to FNB. I'm not going to give advantages and benefits of each bank. You need to have gone to the bank, to the different banks yourself, and see which one would suit your kind of business, you know, the kind of services that you want. Yeah, it has APSA, and APSA is at 80 rand. I think if you have it open, you can actually go and see the different rates of
and the charges.
The charges.
Otherwise, in yes, by airtime, they must come pay. Then we can tell who's cheaper.
Yeah. You see, I've already done, you know, quite a lot. And then you definitely are going to need to pay for this service.
Yeah.
So CIPC doesn't give you for free. So you need to have 175 rands ready into your profile.
Please don't go pay 1,000 rand. She just said 175. You know, they say sometimes patale lukuba lazy. We pay for being lazy.
Yes. No, you say patala like him.
If you're lazy, you go to Blessing. She'll register a company for you.
Okay, it's not 1,000 rands for me. With me, it's far less, but you're going to pay far more than 175. But for those who are lazy, and especially, I mean, our men, I know that they don't like the administration, come to Blessing. And I'll do it for you.
Yeah.
So now you get that part ready. You add it to cart. As to you have registered, you are ready to pay for the 175. You can decide to go and pay at an ATM directly. Mm-hmm. They have their banking details on their website. That is, they have it actually even there on this page. They have the, and then just make sure that you put the right reference number, because if you put the wrong reference number, the reference number normally is your username for your profile. Put that, and within 24 hours, it will reflect, and you are able to continue and have your company registered.
Quick.
Quick. Done. And now you are ready to trade.
Yeah. Listen. And already the name, you said the name, they give you the name after how many hours?
So the name already.
Immediately.
Everything is already sorted. So like out of the four names, if one was not accepted, and then maybe they will get out of the three names, they will decide on one. So you are the one who will decide now which one are you going to choose.
Oh,
so
I thought once they've got three, they'll choose themselves. So you get to choose still if those three are available.
And then you'll get an email right after that. You'll get an email with the registration certificate. That certificate is your life. Don't throw it away.
Makes sense.
It is your life. All those documents are actually the documents that they're going to send you after you finish the registration. It's your life, because whether you are tendering, whether you are going to the bank to borrow money on behalf of the business, you are going to need those documents. They are your life. Don't throw them away.
That's good. And then obviously you said you go and get your bank account sorted as well. And start trading.
Sorted right there. Everything is sorted.
Now, let's say, Blessing, the company, I think we're done with the registration. Let's say it doesn't get to trade for that first year, because some people wait and they never really use it. I heard you speak of deregistering. So then what happens? What do you need to do so that they don't deregister it? If they do deregister it, then what?
Every year now, after you've registered, CIPC now recognizes that there is this business called XYZ, right? So every year you need to submit annual returns to the CIPC, you know, as a form of you are registered, you are trading. Even if you didn't trade, submit zero returns.
Oh.
I think, I don't know whether am I allowed to, this is my money. But I think one of the days I would probably show how you can actually do that, or you come to me and I'll submit, but you're going to pay.
You're going to pay. Like,
even if it's zero returns, company has not traded, you obviously going to have to submit zero returns. Submit those annual zero returns to CIPC to keep the name of your business, because you never know. Maybe business didn't come true, but you're still compliant with CIPC.
True.
Then when it comes through, you are able to trade, because otherwise there are penalties that you pay even if you were not trading.
Ooh.
You're still going to pay a penalty for not submitting on time. They function exactly like SARS.
You see my face. You see my face. I think I'm in trouble.
Yeah, so you have a fee to pay if you don't submit. I've seen people who have not submitted for 5 years, 10 years. Their business was in the deregistration process, and they paid off those penalties.
People is me.
No, come to me. Come to Mama.
I'm coming, Mama. I'm coming. People is me, son. I don't even know what I did with that company.
And I can see the other ones, like Social Ngube. I can see them now. But come to Blessing.
Head to my dirty laundry, because no, people is me. And I made it worse. Blessing. I even took over another company my brother was using. But I was so confused, because there's a company that was doing it. I think it was before I met you. There's a company who was doing it. And the next thing I get a message, they're going to deregister. I'm like, wasn't it just changed to me the other day? Didn't they submit all these things? I got so confused.
Actually, if it's in the process of deregistration, and now you are trading with the company, you can actually appeal with
CIPC. Shame, that was like 2 months ago. They probably took it off.
No, it takes a while.
Okay, because
you can appeal, but there's a process with the appeal before they actually bring it back to life again. Are you listening, brother?
We're listening. No. I had to air my dirty laundry because I'm just like, do register. That's fine.
Let's go.
It's time. I was just talking to Pastor Moy today, and I said, I got something, just a little extra income. And I was like, we did talk about diversifying our streams of income. Whatever it is, diversify. So that's a lesson learned, teacher. I learned, teacher. At least I'm a good student.
I like it.
I'm not. We're I'm not so just. Happy. You're not just teaching only Radio Pulpit family. I'm part of the family, so even me, teacher, I learned. Even me. Got something. It's not a business. But it's an extra stream of income.
I'm so happy to hear that. Yeah. So I'll think about it. Maybe we can take a lot of people through the step of submitting to.
Yeah.
But I'll think about it. What it will do to my business.
Think and pray about it, my friend. You already took this step. Good step. Let's pursue it further. But pray about it. I'm not going to manipulate it. You pray about it.
I'll pray about it. And maybe, I know that it will help a lot of families out there who are not doing it. I don't mind those who are lazy or they are very busy. They don't have time to really do it.
Mara, the truth is blessing. Like a lot of people will actually say, or even on social media, guys, it's so cheap to register business. But no, they'll still run to companies because it's such a tedious process, my friend. So it's not like some people are so lazy.
I have a client who will just to pull a BEE. I hope she's not listening. She knows herself. She'll call me, and she knows she's going to pay for me having to be certified.
But trust me, she won't even be worried. She won't even be offended because where's Azi? I have a friend of mine, my best friend. If she can take out money to do anything and everything, she'll do exactly that. So we'll still get people who say, "I'd rather pay than go through this admin." I mean. Think about it.
No.
We went through two shows.
She just told me that I'm tender. I saw a tender that I want to tender for. Just download these for me. I'm thinking I already sent you this last month, but
she still
it's gonna bring me money. She still wants it. So I'm not gonna download it for you. I'm here for you.
And that's the nice thing to know that your accountant is always there for you. And it's not like she doesn't know she's not gonna pay. So the lazy ones will still come.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Blessing. We have run out of time, but we appreciate the assistance and we appreciate you taking food out of your mouth for us just this once.
Yes. But I hope the returns will be good, like with the people. Really, I'm looking forward to that day where we'll hear a lot of listeners.
Definitely. But my testimony counts for something. I listened.
My
testimony counts for something. Well, thank you so much, Blessing, and have a great afternoon.
Thank you. Alrighty.
No. Before we say goodbye, no. How do we reach out to you? This is a very important aspect of our conversation. If I'm the lazy one right now, I'm like, you know what? I heard you, Blessing. But Mina, I need a company. I just need you to do it for me. How do we reach out to you?
076-172-9239 on WhatsApp.
Very straightforward. She's quick on the fingers. She's quick on the fingers. She'll get back to you ASAP.
Get back to you ASAP.
Thank you, Blessing. Have a good afternoon.
Thank you. Bye.
After being a voice of hope for more than 40 years, Radio Pulpit's future is uncertain. view to a possible shutdown of AM frequencies in the near future, we are standing at a turning point. By faith, we have already launched 4 web radio stations. Radio Pulpit Online, IM Youth Web Radio Station, and 2 new stations, Radio Consul Hartklank and Radio Pulpit Jikelele. With these online stations, we will be able to keep the voice of hope alive. Will you support us to secure our broadcasting in the future? SMS GIVE to 37871 or WhatsApp the word GIVE to 082-657-2729 for banking details or pay directly into our account. Thank you for your support. Standard SMS rates apply.
Sihamba ngokholo kunye nawe apha eRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Get back to basics every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. with Ray Lachordi as he tackles relevant issues and unlocks truths with interactive dialogue. Back to basics with your daily companion, Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.